Good morning, Lewis, and welcome to another episode of UK Business Morning. Today, we've got an interesting story about Renault and its ambitious new strategy in the electric vehicle market. Let's start by unpacking what's going on here.
Absolutely, Alice. It's quite a big claim, right? They're aiming to launch over 20 new models in less than 2 years. That's a significant shift from the traditional development timelines.
Right, and it's not just about speed. They're also looking at how Chinese competitors like BYD are doing things differently. So, starting with the main question, why is this happening now?
Well, the pressure is on. Western automakers are facing fierce competition from Chinese companies. These rivals are bringing cheaper, more advanced vehicles to market at a much faster pace. Renault's strategy seems to be a direct response to that.
Exactly, and I think one of the key points here is Renault's ability to leverage its smaller scale. They can be more nimble and adapt quickly to market changes. That's a big advantage, isn't it?
Definitely. Cédric Commemoral, their deputy chief technology officer, actually said something really interesting about that. He mentioned how being small in volume allows them to be faster than bigger players like Volkswagen or Stellantis. That's a strategic move.
And the proof is in the pudding, right? They've already cut the development time for their new Twingo model in half, from 4 years to just 2. That's impressive.
Yes, and they're not stopping there. They've got more than 20 projects in the pipeline, including the new Dacia minicar, which they're aiming to launch in 2027. That's just 16 months of development, which is a record for Western brands.
Wow, that is so cool, and it's even faster than the Chinese average of 18 to 20 months. That's a real testament to their strategy, but how are they achieving this speed?
A mix of factors. They're simplifying the number of parts and options, which is a big shift. For example, Renault used to offer up to 220 options to consumers, while some Chinese brands only offer 15. That's a huge difference.
Right, and they're also investing in technology. There's this simulation center near Paris with an 8-ton carbon fiber pod to test prototypes on virtual roads. That's a smart way to save time and cost.
Exactly, and they're using digital twins for each new model. That means designers and engineers from anywhere in the world can work on the development process together virtually.
I see, and they're also using artificial intelligence to monitor supply chain risks. They claim this has helped cut vehicle delivery times by 60%. That's a game changer.
But it's not all smooth sailing. A bigger challenge for them is the culture change internally and among their suppliers. They need to prove their components are essential and can be developed faster.
And there's some skepticism from rivals. Alexander Marian, a partner at Alex Partners, points out that Chinese carmakers can bring new cars to market at twice the speed with up to 50% less investment. That's a tough benchmark.
Right, and they're using parts that are 30% cheaper than Western competitors. So even if Renault is making progress, they're still facing a real uphill battle.
But there's also a risk here. As Western automakers adopt similar methods to their Chinese counterparts, some analysts warn that the end products might start to look similar. That could be a problem for differentiation.
Guido Haack, Renault's chief program officer, acknowledges this. He said that Renault needs to differentiate through exterior design and in-car experience. That's their key to standing out in the market.
And he makes a good point. Understanding customer needs is crucial. If they don't do that, they might lose their competitive edge.
Absolutely. So, while Renault's strategy is ambitious, it's not without its challenges. They need to maintain their speed while ensuring their vehicles remain unique and meet customer expectations.
And it's worth noting that Luca de Meo, who's behind this strategy, is moving on to take over Kering, but the executives say they'll continue to find ways to execute his plans. That's a vote of confidence.
Right. So, to sum it up, Renault is trying to revolutionize its approach by learning from Chinese competitors, leveraging its agility, and investing in technology. But the real test will be whether they can sustain this pace and maintain their brand identity.
That's right, and as we've seen with the Twingo and the upcoming Dacia Minicar, they're already making progress. It'll be interesting to see how this plays out in the coming years.
Agreed. Thanks for the insightful discussion, Alice. That's all for today's episode of UK Business Morning.
Thanks for tuning in. We'll be back tomorrow with more business news. Until then, stay tuned.